Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. We wooed hard last weekend.
We did. We saw Terminator.
And it was so fucking good.
We went to the Arclight. We sat like...
We sat in the back.
The very back.
Of the dome.
Because it was so crowded.
Yeah.
It was me, you, and Simon.
And you wooed.
I wooed?
Yeah.
There was a guy sitting near us. By the way, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara. And this is...
Sexy.
Sexy, unique.
Podcast.
We're tough Sicilian bitches.
That's what we are.
We're going to go see Terminator.
We're going to go see Terminator Dark Fate. Why do I sound like Boston?
That was a Boston turn.
Anyway, so we went and it was really good. It was amazing.
Is it killing it at the box office?
No, it's a total dud.
Is it a flop?
It's a flop. It only made like $30
million. Fuck.
I'm so upset.
Oh my God. I thought that because I was looking at Movie Times last night and noticed that it had two showings. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, yeah, like at the Arclight, it had already dipped down to two.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, what? That can't be right. I was like, it must be playing at the Dome.
That's
and then,
when you know it's bad.
Fuck.
I'm going to call it.
Upsetting.
I'm going to say it.
What?
Why it's not doing well.
Because it's women. Yeah. That's fully why.
Totally.
Because that movie, I'm sorry.
It was
taking my
amazing.
Fandom out of it.
That was a call.
It was incredible.
It was an incredible
romp. It was
really
good.
It was just a fun thrill ride. Mackenzie Davis.
The
amazing.
Action scene. Mackenzie Davis.
Her body.
I have a huge crush on her.
She looked amazing.
She looked incredible.
I had a crush on her.
She's so hot. I want to like make her my wife.
She was like,
I'm ready to go full Dale seduction.
Also, was she like 6'4"?
She's tall.
And then Natalia Reyes, who was the new, she was amazing.
Yeah, she was great too.
And Linda
Hamilton. The queen.
Linda Hamilton had, I mean, I'm such a fan of, as we talked about, like T2 is my favorite movie. And,
yeah.
Like, she should have been nominated for an Oscar for that role, but she wasn't. And just one of the greatest like female characters, I think, of our time.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor. And she, just seeing her on screen again, I think it's the first movie she's done since T2, which is insane.
Wow, that is insane.
Because she just like got divorced from James Cameron and was like living off that.
$100 million.
Good
getting
for her.
That Titanic money.
Exactly. So she...
I'll take it.
But I don't think has had any work done.
Yeah, she looks very natural. She looks like she just works the fuck out.
She works the fuck out. She was really great. She was funny. Great drama. Like, what can you not want in a movie? Arnold was in it. He's amazing.
He was funny, too. It made me like Arnold Schwarzenegger again.
Seeing them together on screen made me cry.
Yeah. Like, it was genuinely a good movie.
Frank Miller directed it. Or Tim Miller.
Yeah.
Who directed Deadpool.
What? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm actually mad at everyone listening because you clearly didn't see Terminator.
The theater was packed.
It wasn't that packed.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. It wasn't like fully crowded.
They did a Q&A at the end.
Almost all the actors were there except for Linda and Arnold.
The hot evil Terminator was like coming. He
came through like the back of the audience.
I think he had a drink in hand. He was wearing like a cute suit, like just looked really fresh and hot.
Yeah.
He was so beautiful.
He was stunning. And he was there to just like woo the.
No, I think he bought like friends
and family tickets.
Yeah. He was like hugging people like who he knew. And like, I think he just.
Yeah, I couldn't tell where he was coming from. Yeah, I don't know. We stayed for a little bit of the Q&A, but then we bounced.
Well, he started to like make jokes, and we were like,
Yeah, it felt weird.
I felt uncomfortable, so we left. But it was a good movie, and it baffles me when something's a flop.
Yeah, when something actually good is a flop.
Yeah,
it makes me happy when something shitty is a flop.
Yeah, but it's just like, what... yeah,
I don't, like it gaudy. Was, I'm not like
no.
You know what I mean?
No, but like I'm talking about like a movie that should like Blade Runner.
I thought this was gonna get nominated for Oscars after I saw. I was like, season 2020 has Terminator written all over
things.
It. Yeah, and then boy was I wrong.
I think it barely made $30 million.
I haven't been this wrong about like a movie in a long time.
Well, Blade Runner 2049 was a box office dud, and that movie was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
I still haven't seen that.
It's great.
I missed it in theaters. Davis. Yeah. Is she box office poison?
She might be.
My box office is certainly not poison.
She's got a green thumb with your
booning.
Box office.
It's a bull market in my box office when it comes to McKinsey.
She should be one of the biggest stars we have. She was good in Tully. Do you see Tully? She
great
was phenomenal in Tully.
Love Tully.
Should have been nominated for something in Tully. But she was amazing in Blade Runner, even her like bit part. She was so captivating. She's great in everything.
Yeah.
She's on Halt and Catch Fire.
She was incredible in this movie.
She
like
was so,
fully,
she was
I was
a star.
Like here for her. She blew me away.
She blew me away, but.
But I guess the rest of the entire world was like,
no.
No, thank you.
I feel like people forget what Terminator is about.
Why did it? I need like a case study.
I don't know. I'm like, it's like traffic. I'm like, how is this happening right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, where like you slow things. Down, you think, surely there must be a horrific accident, and then it suddenly speeds up, and you're like, oh, so that was just there for nothing?
Yeah, it's just, but like, how could I be so wrong, is
how?
What I'm trying to say.
I truly was,
I was
so
like,
confused.
I remember being like, wow, this is going to, like,
we both looked at each other, and we said, wow.
We said, wow.
And we wooed.
I wooed.
I said, you
I
guys
clapped.
Tried to leave. And I was like, we should really stay.
Lara convinced me and Simon were like, we want to skedaddle. And she was like, no. She's like, I want to slip out. We're right by the back. Lara was like,
let's
no.
Just stay.
Lara was like, Lara, and I know you well enough now where I know when you want it. And you went, I could stay. And I was like, all right, we're going
to
stay.
I wanted to
because I was hoping Linda would come out.
I know. I wanted a Linda or Arnold sighting, but really I wanted Mackenzie.
She looked great. She
yeah.
Was, but it's like, I want to know, like, I was like, wow, this movie, can't believe I'm about to see a movie that's going to make like $100 million on its first weekend.
Yeah.
Primed, post-Halloween, everyone's hungover, let's go to the movies.
I was like, this is going to change the fucking game.
It's going to change the fucking game. But it like,
and then it truly,
barely
it
made
changed
a blip.
No game.
But it changed the game in my heart, and
it
your heart, and Simon's heart.
My game is forever changed.
The three of us were wooing.
Yeah.
I cried.
We literally go, woo!
I applauded, remember? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it. I truly was so mystified when I looked at the movie times. I was like, something's off. Something's wrong.
Only two?
Only two.
That's fucked up. At the Arclight?
It's fucked at the Arclight.
From going from Premier Dome on a Friday night to...
A movie like that should be in theaters for like 2 weeks and everyone like jizzing over it.
I'm just imagining everyone literally like in the street, like outside.
They should jizz. We both... They were handing out posters afterward that I saw were like numbered and I wasn't going to get one because like I have no business with a movie poster. But I was like, I'm going to sell this on eBay and make some a couple bucks. And then sure enough...
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
I'll like... Someone will buy it and it'll be me.
I like list it for like 10 cents and I get like great. A $5 bid.
I really think it's because three women were the stars of it.
Yeah.
And they were on the, like, I think it was like, it's a movie about women.
There wasn't a lot of publicity for it.
I mean, Linda went on some talk shows.
But there wasn't like, where were the billboards? Where's the applause?
Where's the laughter?
Where's the laughter? Yeah, no one, there was like,
I don't think the last Terminator did well.
No, but the last Terminator, wasn't it like Terminator versus Alien or something like that?
No, it was
like
Terminator Genesis with a Y.
Has there been a Terminator versus movie? No. Oh.
There was, so it went Terminator 1, 2, James Cameron. Terminator 3 was this other dude, and Nick Stahl was in it, in Claire Danes.
And where is Nick Stahl now?
He's so hot.
Still don't know.
Oh, he's in the Sharon Tate, or the Nicole Brown Simpson movie.
Oh, okay.
That I sent you the trailer for.
Yeah.
I love Nick Stahl.
He's hot.
He's so hot. His voice. He was in that. He played John Connor. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Could have ended there. Then they went with Terminator Salvation with Christian Bale, who I love.
Oh, I never saw Terminator.
McG, who directed Charlie's Angels. Okay. Did it. Okay. Could have stopped there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did Terminator.
Was Christian a Terminator?
No, he was John Connor.
Oh, that's like, sexy.
Yeah.
But it was still like,
fuck me, John Connor.
Fuck me, John Connor.
On the battlefield with a buzz hair.
Fuck me next to a literal skull.
Fuck me next to a pile of skulls.
A pile of bones on the beach.
While like a drone robot shines its searchlights on me.
I want to get fucked on the beach next to piles of bones.
Me too. By John
and then,
Connor.
Just as I'm about, and as I'm coming, I want the drone to drop a bomb onto me and turn us both into ash.
Love it.
And we join the skulls.
John, Robert Patrick, who played T2 cop.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the bad Terminator from Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah. Just run a train.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I, like, then they did Terminator Genesis, didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Emilia Clarke was in it, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, God. She makes some real doozy choices. That Christmas movie, I'm going to be...
Let's see it.
I'm really upset by that movie.
Why?
Because it's like, no one needs this.
But Emma Thompson wrote it.
Who's that?
Emma Thompson?
Oh, I thought you said... Emmett Thompson.
And Emmett like, Tonsils. Emma Thompson. So it has hope.
But I also like...
But also, yeah, why?
Okay, why? Why now,
she was,
Emma?
It's because her
She's
team...
She's piggybacking off of her, like, her team, Love Actually. Did she really write it? TBD.
Did she
I'm not
Love
trying
Actually?
To shit on... No, but like, it's just like, oh, wasn't she in Love Actually?
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, she was in this movie, so now she can write a Christmas movie.
She did win an Oscar.
For Love Actually?
For the Sense English. Of Sensibility.
Oh, I don't...
But
I don't. I really am not into Christmas movies. First and foremost, like.
But also, it's like the cover.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
The cover is like this, like drunk girl, and she's like.
She's like, I'm a mess.
And she's like, the trailer's just her going. And then like she meets like a hot guy, and then is suddenly like, I want to change my life.
Yeah, for you.
For you.
And then like also the trailer is like 5 minutes long, gives every single plot point away, so you don't even need to see the movie because you already know what's gonna happen.
It's a plane movie.
Yeah. And then she's like, and then of course it's like, oi, let's go to the ice skating rink. And then they like go and she's like, you put lights in here for me. And like then they like make out,
and then she has like a bunch of like, she eats a lot of pretzels, like hard pretzels, and then just goes and spits them all out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a white mess.
I'm a real mess. All right, you all right?
You all right? Not all right.
I took a shit right over there.
I'm so drunk, I blacked out and took a shit.
I took a shit right over there, right on Brick Lane.
Smells bad, isn't it?
On Oxford Street.
Oxford Street.
I took a shit right there. I'm dressed as an elf. I've pissed myself right over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Ready to go to the pub.
Ready to go to the pub. I'll wheel me suitcase behind me because I'm a real mess.
I'm a right mess. Let's go to the pub. I want some fish and chips and a beer.
It's like Australian. Oi. Let's go down to the pub and grab me a pint. And I'm going to wheel my suitcase because I got no place to live. Can I live with you?
I have to wear a diaper now because I piss and shit myself all the time.
You put a little pint in me and I'm pissing and shitting all down the street.
I'm a mess, but I'm a hot mess.
But I look hot doing it.
I'm a hot elf.
I'm a hot elf who's got a life down the tube.
I've got a big drinking problem.
I've got a problem with the drink. But I promise, if you're nice to me and you're a man, I'll clean up me act.
And you understand me and you're hot. Take me to the ice skating rink.
I'll clean up
my act. I'll stop pissing and shitting everywhere. For you. Also, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Also, it's Christmas and I'm an elf. And
the snow falling makes you feel the Christmas spirit.
Oi. That's the whole Christmas movie.
Yeah. That is Last Christmas. You now never need to see it.
I'll probably watch it on a plane sometime.
Ugh, I'm never going to watch it.
I do love Emma Thompson, though.
Yeah. Is she in it?
Yeah, she plays her mom.
Of course she does. Yeah. She's like, you need to really get it together.
Yeah, I just love, like, a movie where it's like the trailer's like 30 seconds of like, she. Ugh, this girl like
she's like
knock, she like knocks like a beer bottle out of her bed and she's like and she's waking up in like some man's bed and she doesn't know where she is and she has all her belongings with her.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my god, look at her, she's a real mess but a hot mess, so it's not that shameful.
Yeah it was it's like Emma is a real mess but she's hot while doing it. She's so bad, she shits and pisses herself while she's drunk. By the way, I used to piss myself when I was drunk, so I'm...
Oh, seriously, when I was 21.
I'm allowed.
Pissed myself 3 times over the course of one summer, so it's like, I know.
I pissed myself like 3 times over the course of a week. I was who I'm making fun of right now.
This is a literal pissing contest.
It is.
But look, you met a man.
I met a man.
You met a man and changed your entire life.
A strapping, handsome man.
So.
A sober man. Who helped me clean up my act.
Clean up your act! Or else we can't have sex.
Connor.
I want to love you.
I'm a sexy elf. Also, one thing I just want to talk about really fast. So, I saw on the internet yesterday, Keanu Reeves debuted his...
Yeah, his new girlfriend, Alexandra Grant.
She's gorgeous.
Stunning.
Stunning artist, like, has a tat, has gray hair, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Silver hair. But, like, she's, like, 46, and he's, like, 55. And everyone's, like... I just saw on Twitter, like, all these people, like, it was, like, people react... Like, people moved by Keanu Reeves, and they're all going, like, this is what we need to see. Like, I was, like, he's...
Also, like... If you look back throughout their history, they've been pictured before at multiple events holding hands on a red carpet.
It's just, I was like, okay, so he's like dating a woman who's like kind of his age. And like, we're all supposed to be like, I love Keanu. Like, don't get me wrong. He's like, I fucking love Keanu. I think he's gorgeous and like so amazing and like a true star.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, the bar for straight men is like, especially famous straight men, is
like, shockingly low.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That they have to be
it's like
praise pour. I love Twitter moments. Fans react. Praise pours in for Keanu. It was like people were like, "Wow, like this is what we need." This is exactly what we need. Slay, daddy. Oh, yeah, Keanu. Good for you.
I didn't know he was 55.
Yeah, but like she's kind of his age.
Yeah, I mean, I just was like, okay, he's dating like a somewhat normal looking person.
But people were like, wow, this is... It's like, oh my
god. It's because she has gray hair.
I know, but people were
if she didn't have gray hair, the people would just be like, okay.
It's like, cool. Like, everyone was like, wow, this is big. I'm like, guys,
It's not.
I think I just feel like we're
also
all...
it's like you're part of the problem if you're like, wow, like this is huge. It's like you've never seen like a man date a woman that's like older before. A lot of people do it. There are billions of people in this world. Like a lot of
your
people
parents.
Are in relation. Yeah, your parents.
I just feel like it kind of reminded me of like when Oprah spoke at the Golden Globes and everyone was like, can she run? And they're like, Oprah 2020. Like, and everyone
and
was
Oprah's like, no.
No, but it was like, I feel like we're in this era where like the minute there's like and I've done it too, but there's like a shred of light.
The hyperbole like, around it is like so insane.
And we fall to our knees and we're like, light, hope. And we're like reaching out to this like cruel god and we're just like, oh, Oprah, she made sense, she should be president. It's like, no, Oprah's a billionaire.
Yeah,
she should not have billionaires be presidents anymore.
Better things to do than be president.
Yeah, but also she's a rich I love Oprah, but like she's a billionaire.
Yeah,
like I don't want a billionaire to be president.
Fair.
Just saying that. But it's like we all like we're just lost.
We're lost. We want a bandwagon to get on.
And I'm not like, I'm lost too.
This is the Oregon, it's like the Oregon Trail out there.
It is.
Like seeing Keanu and Alexandra are like stopping at the store to refill your supplies.
Wow.
Wow. I needed to see this.
I needed to see that. Oh man. Inject that right into my vein. That's a dose of sunshine that I needed. Oh God.
I was just, like, reading about them and, like, how they met and stuff. And I guess they worked on a lot of his poetry books together. They, like, did projects together or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I love, like, a work relationship turning into something meaningful and romantic. And
Keanu's happy,
that's,
I'm
like,
happy.
The thing that I like to read about.
I love Keanu. Finding love is great.
Yeah.
Not, like, it's not about that. It was just, like, people being like, wow.
This is groundbreaking.
A woman with gray hair.
An aged woman.
An aged crone. It was like she's 46.
Yeah, they're like, he's dating a scarecrow. He pulled her out of the crypt and onto the red carpet. She's just like a woman.
Yeah. A woman? A human? Anyway, it's just my little...
Our brains are warped.
We have worms.
By the Daily Mail. Speaking of other people with worms in their brain...
Oh my God. Okay. So
this season is so already. So it's the medicine that I never knew I always needed.
This is actually inject this into me.
Yeah. This is my flu shot.
So
along with I my actual mine. Flu shot. Okay, good. If you guys are listening, you need to
get your flu
shot.
There's a bad season coming.
There's a bad season of sickness.
My pharmacist who administered it to me said next year is the year of the rat.
My year.
Oh, and she.
But yeah, also.
She was like,
out.
I wonder what that means. But then you told me about the.
Yeah, I got intel from a reader that I met named Jessica who told me that her psychic told her that all sorts of shit is going to start to go down as of December 26th. So, like, watch out. Be careful when traveling. And also get your flu shots.
Get your fucking flu shot.
The psychic said that there could be a viral component to like whatever shit goes down, and not like viral in a please welcome to the stage way. A viral as in like the Spanish fucking flu.
A viral as
and
in.
And you know how we feel about that.
A viral as in.
As in contagion. And you are Gwyneth.
Gwyneth.
Except you're not Gwyneth, you're you. And then you're dead. And that sucks. Worse than being Gwyneth and Contagion.
Who dies. Anyway,
so think about that.
Think about that.
Flu shots are free. This is brought to you by Flu Shots.
Flu Shots since 1919. So we're on episode 2 of Roan NJ.
What is like, what do people call it?
Roan
J?
Yeah, Roan J.
Roan J? That's like the...
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, but they say that like instead of Roan.
I don't know.
Yeah, because like... Every time I see that, it's like makes no phonetic sense to me. So then I just say Real Housewives.
Roa.
Runs.
Roni.
I love their taglines, by the way. Like their tagline. This is like when people weren't really doing taglines just yet.
No, it was very
like they would just edit.
Yeah.
Words that they said.
You're going to love me or hate me. There's no in between with me.
Like, I mean, Dina says, if you think I'm a bitch, bring it on. But like,
she says that though.
Yeah, she says that. But like, Caroline, Jacqueline was like, I don't know, I like to read or something like that.
She goes, I don't think it's wrong to like nice things, but I'm not one to brag about it, which doesn't really
make
sense.
Which isn't a tagline.
No. And then Caroline was like, if you're going to mess with my family, you mess with me. And then her...
I'm scared by that one.
Her face. Her face and her little...
Her head looks like it's about to just like slowly fall off and roll across the ground.
It looks like a boomerang.
Yeah. It's like not... Something is like not right. There's like... I'm having...
What does Teresa say?
I don't know. What does she say?
I forgot. So when we come to, Danielle is showing her palatial home to a realtor because she and her husband...
She has to sell it.
She has to sell it. He's getting all the, basically like all the
all
profit.
All the money, but she has to like get it in a place of sell, which is a troll for a house. Because I think especially her house is like not very well taken care of or maintained.
I think it was like last decorated in 1991.
Yeah, it's like crumbling.
It's like... It's a gorgeous, it's huge.
It's massive, and I was glad to see it again because I remember, like, remembered so clearly, like, what her house looks like. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just weird in there. It's a weird vibe in
it's
that
dark.
House. It's very dark.
Also, when she
answers... She has, like, nails in the wall.
I know. The realtor comes in, and she's like... Who has her number the whole time, by the way?
Karen, the realtor.
She's like not. She's
poker
face.
Here for any of it.
But then when she walks in, Danielle, whenever Danielle gives a compliment, she sounds like she's threatening someone.
Danielle's always threatening someone.
She always does that when they walk in. She goes, oh, you like you? You got you? Some designer. She goes, I love it. I love it. And it feels like a threat.
It is. She's taking note and letting you know that she knows.
And Karen was like, thanks. She was like, she knows. She knows if she lets her guard down in a minute, Danielle is going to pierce her through.
Yeah. Karen decides that business as usual is the best approach.
Yeah.
And she's just like, take the nails out of the wall.
And then Danielle, she goes, you could do, Danielle goes, oh yeah, well, I had to hang some things. She's like, you know, just some little upkeep, like maybe pay someone to come in and just like, you know, caulk up that crack or like, you know, take the nails out. And then Danielle goes, no, absolutely cannot do anything.
I also love, like, Danielle...
No, I
she asks for advice and then won't take advice.
Yes, so Danielle's big thing is she wants to... I think she's trying to punish her ex-husband. She doesn't want to do... She doesn't have the money to renovate at one, but also, too, she doesn't want to because I think she's trying to sabotage the
sale. Oh, maybe they split... Don't they split the house profit?
No, he gets it all. There's some crazy deal that he got because he's, like, rich and powerful.
God.
But she... The house like dropped from like 2 million to like 1.3, so she lost like a huge chunk on it. But she's,
love that. So she's
I think
like,
she's punishing.
She's getting her revenge.
She's getting her revenge, and she literally the real Karen goes, "You should take some of the stuff out just yourself." And then Danielle goes, "She goes, no, absolutely nothing I can do,
because she refuses to spend any money on it."
Also,
and then she goes, she walks into her bathroom and
there's
she
a
goes,
stain, "By the way, there's a like church stained glass
window
over their green." Jacuzzi tub.
The green jacuzzi tub, which freaked me out.
Can you imagine that thing at night? How dark it is?
Yeah, it's just like very dark. She goes, I have yet to see a bathroom as nice as mine.
In Wayne,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
And she goes, bidets, I think, are super important.
Especially
like, who are you telling this?
She goes, for us women, bathrooms are, you know, a bathroom is it's a real luxury for us women. But her green tub, can you imagine like at night when you're taking a bath in it, how scary? I'd be like, there's sea monsters in here.
It also seems like a tub that you can never tell how clean it is
or
how dirty it is.
It's endless.
Like a dark tub like that. Like if it's made out of like marble or like malachite, I'm like in.
But
that looked like a green like plexiglass plastic or something.
It was cheap.
It wasn't right.
No, the whole bathroom was right. The stained glass of like a stained glass landscape.
It was just like, it was very like...
Church, CC, it looked like a CCD textbook, like...
Yeah.
Picture of a church.
Early 90s.
Uh-huh.
Like Mary Kay aesthetic. Oh! Like greens and pinks together like that.
When she takes a bath at night, it's like under the skin when Scarlett Johansson like...
She goes into the other world. Yeah. It's like a sludge bath.
Yeah.
Karen has also a moment where she realizes that she's in over her head with this entire situation.
Daniel starts to cry.
Danielle starts to cry, and Karen's eyes just kind of like shift left and right, and you can see her in real time just realizing like this is not going to be easy or fun.
Danielle was like, I need to get rid of this house to like jumpstart my life. And she's like, Karen says, okay, well, I can talk to your ex-husband if you want.
Yeah, she's like, do you want me to communicate with him? Which is always like, that's when you know it's really bad if you can't even send like an email about it and you have to have the realtor be like the go-between.
And Danielle goes, that'd be good. And she goes, I'll leave that to you to get me out of here.
And that's in the realtor's face. Told
so many stories.
Yeah. Caroline and Jacqueline meet for a lunch and Teresa's late.
And then they call her and she says, I'm pulling out of my driveway. And then I had the image of like, I feel like the restaurant is just at the very end of her driveway because it's so big.
She just backs out of the driveway and it backs in front of the restaurant.
Teresa's also like going to like give birth
any
second at this restaurant.
Yeah, but I love like Teresa, they're like, Teresa's always on the go. She's either going to the mall or from the mall or she's thinking about the mall. And I just like love Teresa's love for a mall,
going to the grocery store. She does it all in herself, and I don't know how she does it. And then Caroline's like, Teresa just has to be Teresa, and I love her. I just love her.
Caroline scares me.
Teresa just, I just call her and she says like,
she gives me joy when she's just being Teresa.
When she's just being Teresa. And you see her call her, she's like, I love you too, Teresa. And she always says she loves me. And I'm just like, I love you too.
I love that response though, when you're running late and someone calls you and they go, how far away are you? And you go, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm in the car. So... she's
pulling out of my driveway.
She's wearing this like incredible like silk.
She looks hot.
Yeah. She says, I'm wearing fuck me shoes.
Yeah.
And then
they kind of aren't fuck me shoes.
No, they're like.
And like, does she understand what. Mm-mm. She's like, they're like a princess.
She also says, like.
She talks about her and Joe's sex life.
She's like, this woman is about to give birth. Mm-hmm. And Joe is like.
Joe's like fondling her and pounding her for sex.
Like, and she's like. And at one point she's describing it and she's like, he's like bothering me. And then Caroline's like,
Caroline, yeah.
And then she goes, and at one point I turned to him and I says, do what you gotta do. And I just lay there. I was like, okay, so you like fully like.
You just go corpse mode.
You just went like Nicole Kidman and like Killing of a Sacred Deer, like necrophiliac mode. Like,
but also,
what?
Can I just say, I'm extremely turned on by Joe this season. I like him when he's fat.
Because he's like Tony Soprano.
Juicy. Yeah, he's you like juicy Tony Soprano. Joe. I like Tony Soprano like his like, yeah, his heavy breathing. I love like a wife beater with like an open shirt. Joe, I'm like, had a moment watching this where
he's
I was
hot.
Like, how did Joe end up in this house? Like, does he even like any of this stuff? Like, he doesn't even care about
Teresa.
Any of this stuff. It's all Teresa.
Yeah.
And Joe's just like
happy
grunting.
Wife,
happy wife, life. Happy life.
And he has beautiful eyes.
He's hot. He's not as hot thin. He actually scares me thin and in that orange jacket.
He needs to be a little meaty.
I love a little meat on him.
But I love he's like his wife, he's like demanding sex.
Yeah.
She's like,
But sometimes that can be really good to get induced labor. Like Pete, they say, like,
that's true.
Start fucking a lot to get that baby out of there.
That's true.
Because the baby doesn't want to see that.
And she's like, so I lay there and I says to him, do what you got to do. And then Caroline goes, at least he's still interested.
Yeah, which I was like, there was kind of like a pause after that. And
yeah,
I was like,
Caroline says a lot of things that caught, like, like looking back on it now, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, like, what? Caroline has seen like people get murdered. I
yeah,
feel like.
But also she's very like, let the men deal with themselves, and us women will stay in the kitchen and talk.
Yeah,
it's like, okay. Then they suddenly start scolding Jacqueline for her Jacqueline's like sneak texting Danielle.
Yeah, Jacqueline's like, oh my god, I meant Brent. Like, you know that she just like loves to like be in contact with Danielle.
Because Danielle's like her little like bad side.
Yeah, it makes her feel alive. Like she's a good girl at heart.
I bet Danielle like traps her in these like novel sized text messages about like something that horrible happening in her life, and Jacqueline's like feverishly texting on the back patio.
Yeah,
Chris is like
trying
Jacqueline,
to help her.
It's 2 a.m. What are you doing out there? And she's like,
nothing. I thought the light was on.
Googling something.
I feel like Jacqueline had like a bit of her own Danielle past in
she
Vegas.
Did.
And so now that she's like...
She's attached.
Because is Jacqueline even Italian?
I don't think so.
She's just like kind of...
Her parents come sometimes and they're like...
They're just like regular...
They're like German.
Yeah. Like they're just like white people.
They're like Welsh. Yeah.
Because I was like, now she has to be like this good wife and then be in this world of other like the wives club.
She's like Protestant.
And she's like wants to be bad sometimes.
I want to be bad. Caroline intimidates like a mob boss. She just keeps repeating, she will never win.
She'll never win. Never win against us.
And then I was like, what?
I don't, and like,
she
what
will
is she even
never talk? Win. And then Teresa describes, well, first Caroline says, Danielle's daughters don't have lights on in their eyes.
She goes, look at their eyes. There's
no
lights
joy.
On.
And then
they have no joy. Socially, they're awkward.
And Jacqueline goes, that was a little low. She's like, kids should be off limits, which is my favorite housewife trope.
Yeah.
The kids are off limits.
Which also, the kids should be off limits.
No, Danielle was like, Jacqueline's like, those aren't the rules.
Yeah.
She kind of said that, and you could see Caroline was like a little like, because Jacqueline is both sub and dom.
Yeah. Because she's married to the brother.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of pull. God,
she does.
There's such interesting webs that are woven on this show.
Because Chris is kind of scary.
He's scary. His shirt that's not guilty. Never forget.
Teresa's like, well, I read some of the court files, and apparently Danielle kidnapped a child and had him for ransom. And she was found with 10 kilos of cocaine and loaded guns. A militia.
Honestly.
An arsenal.
I am... Like, truly, you don't fuck with Danielle.
No!
How did she get on this show?
I don't know. Because they probably,
How
like...
How did she get found with all that and not live her the rest of her life in prison?
Things were looser back then.
They were really loose.
Well, I think all the charges were dropped. But this is all the stuff she was accused of.
Oh, she was just accused of it. But then she, went on trial and someone, like, fixed her trial for her?
I don't know.
Danielle,
she got away with something.
Has gotten away. She held a child for ransom
with loaded guns and kilos of cocaine.
10 kilos of cocaine.
And then she goes, and then Caroline goes,
You hang around garbage, you start to stink.
To Jacqueline,
yeah.
And she says, she's talking to the weakest link over here. To Jacqueline, I was like, what?
Mean?
Because Jacqueline has empathy,
but also, yeah. And that's when you see Jacqueline get pissed.
Yeah.
Her eyes darken and she's like, weak link. That's what they think.
I'll get back. I'll show them.
Yeah, there's like...
There's something
they're not
happening.
Wrong, though, where it's like Danielle knows that she can get back in by using Jacqueline.
For sure.
Or like use Jacqueline as a pawn.
It's just like kind of a hurtful thing to hear.
Yeah, to be called the weakest link out of everyone you know on this show.
Especially because you know the tense dynamics of having Caroline as a sister-in-law and like how scary she and Dina must be to like be with all the time.
Yeah.
Then we cut to the Manzo's house. And I said this, Caroline's kids are weird together.
They are weird together.
That's all I'm saying.
Like throwing the ham game.
Yeah. Chris is wearing a shirt that says girls don't poop.
Yeah. Which I was like, that tells you everything you need to know about him. But Albie looked really hot.
He did.
I now have swung back into
Albie land. I mean, it's kind of funny. They're like literally chasing each other around a kitchen throwing ham.
Yeah.
But they're like a little like, I don't know. I guess because there's only two of me. There's only two of us. Mm-hmm. But like, they're very like.
Playful?
In a way that's like.
Regressive.
I'd rather be with my siblings than anyone else. And it's like, it's, I don't know. I mean, I'd love being with my sister, but like, they're very like, I'd rather be with my siblings than my boyfriends or girls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Am I being.
I think maybe you're projecting that onto them.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of liked seeing them play.
Yeah.
But I feel like also there's a lot of tension underneath, like with Albie and Lauren.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I was picking up on.
Or like there's something sinister about their
play. He actually wanted to like hurt her with ham.
Yeah, like there's something sinister about playtime. about the ham game.
Maybe that's what I meant.
And like,
or sense. I sense some like kind of.
I get what you. I get what you mean. Like, yeah. By it's just something's not right. And I think it's that.
Yeah.
Because he's like genuinely mad about the situation, even though he kind of tries to play it off as a joke.
There's something very strange.
Okay, I'm like, are he and Vito and like, were they like fucking?
Maybe.
Were they in like a Brokeback Mountain relationship and now?
My best friend in the world.
Yeah.
He says.
It just all seems very like homo charged.
I want to know.
And I like that.
I do too.
I like what's not being said.
Always the best.
Yeah.
And then Caroline.
I went, call me by your name.
They like had some nights at the Brownstone.
Late nights.
Yeah.
That led to like closing up the end of the night. Because the way that Vito says, like, he comes over and then they go talk in the kitchen. And then he's like, or he comes over
later.
And he's like, we had a lot of, like, I work at the Brownstone and she's there on weekends and we kind of got close. Like, it's like, wouldn't he know that already? Like, it just seemed like a weird excuse. Or, like, he was trying to tell him something that didn't ring true.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I'm here for Vito and Albie's
Lauren's
tortured
oblivious.
Romance. Lauren has no idea. She's never been happier.
No. She's
found happiness and perhaps her husband-to-be.
Fucking clam. Caroline comes home and she does not like the ham game.
No.
Caroline, there is one thing Caroline doesn't like and it's the ham game. I think she goes, it's not funny. I don't like this.
It's not funny. No.
She has some trauma with ham.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. Because then Chris is like, I told you, get expensive ham for this and cheap ham for the ham game. And she goes, no, no, I will not. It's not funny. She hates the ham
game.
And
you see her in her confessional and she's like, I don't like the ham game.
And I still am unclear on what the ham game is. It's just you throw pieces of ham at each other.
Yeah. But she's like, definitely has like night terrors about ham.
There's like something, the ham game is loaded. It's loaded. Years of trauma.
Then they talk and like make food.
Yeah. And everyone
Caroline plays both sides.
She plays both sides and then like lets the boys go talk in the kitchen. Who's that?
Well, that comes later.
Guy? Oh, that's okay.
Greg.
Who's Greg?
I know Greg Bennett. He's like their gay friend.
Oh, that guy is gay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I was like...
He's like their best friend who's happens to be gay, and he's really funny.
Got it. And yeah. He's on... Okay, we follow each other on Twitter.
He's hilarious.
Okay, but I wasn't like... Okay, wow. I'm putting it all together because I was
Greg
like...
Greg is amazing.
Who is this guy?
Greg comes in the other seasons, and he's always like comic relief because he's like really sharp.
Okay.
He's really funny.
Amazing. Because I was like, he seems to like have a good...
He's like,
sense of something, but
yeah,
then he also is gay, and then I was like, he's moderating this like lover's quarrel in a very interesting way. Okay, this makes perfect sense.
And he was
I'm
like
so
in on the weird
know.
He was like kind of had like a little wink and a nut a mm-hmm. nod. I love Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Bennett, he's really funny. I'm sure people already follow him, but
yeah.
So then we cut to Frumpy Ashley walking in with a beanie. She looks hungover as fuck. Her beanie is the size of like
her beanie
my
is
bed.
Chernobyl. It's a Chernobyl of beanies.
She's drinking iced
How
tea.
How does it stay on her head?
I don't know. It looks like it's literally.
It's like a ball sack. It looks like Tony's ball sack after he got his neutering surgery.
It looks like.
It's just like
cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
There. Yeah.
That's what it looks like when I see it. I don't know why.
It is cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I don't know.
Meatballs.
That doesn't make sense.
I did wear a slouchy beanie. For a time in Chicago.
Wow.
But also, there was a weather.
You were living your, like, Felicity truth.
Honestly, I saw Mary-Kate Olsen wear a red slouchy beanie, and then I was like, I absolutely need a red slouchy beanie. So I marched over to H&M, found a beanie, and then just started wearing my red slouchy beanie truth.
I love that for you. She comes over with a giant laundry bag.
Trash bags.
Trash bags full of laundry. And she's like, I came by to give you some laundry.
Like... To give her mom laundry to do.
Jacqueline's like holding her newborn. She's like, cool.
Jacqueline's like, I have a new family in case you haven't noticed. Who are you?
Who are you again? And she's like, oh, nice. So you're just coming over when you want to drop laundry off.
Yeah.
And she's like, why?
She's like, don't you have laundry at your new apartment? Also, I'm unclear. So does Ashley just have a, does she have a job? Is that how she pays for this? So they pay for her to live in this other apartment.
No, she's living with a friend. She's like, crashing with a friend.
But didn't move out to pay rent or anything?
No. She goes to school. Like, I think she commutes. And she wanted to stay out and party all the time. And they were like, you can either get a job and do this or move out. So she moved out.
But her friend isn't making her pay rent?
No. She's like living with her friend's family, I think. Or something.
Oh, so it's like that.
And so she comes home when she wants like laundry done.
Yeah.
But she just parties. Okay. She stays out with her boyfriend and all his friends who are older.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes home and Jacqueline's like, I'm a little concerned that you're like partying a lot, because she looks hungover.
She looks hungover as fuck. She also reveals that she's like going to clubs. She's only 18.
She's like, yeah, I go to clubs.
She's like, and Jacqueline kind of is like, you can tell that she gets excited. She's like, you can get into clubs.
Yeah, she's like,
she's proud of her in that moment, because you know Jacqueline got into a club or two
in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Oh my god,
forget it.
She was sneaking out to go to the strip at like 16.
Yeah, she's been through it all.
Yeah, she's like holding. She's like, you can get into clubs. And Ashley's like, yeah, I stay out till like 2 even.
She goes, what do you do between the hours of 2? Or she said like something and something, like 2 and 3 or something. Honey, she's doing drugs.
Yeah.
You do coke.
She's doing coke.
Yeah.
And Ashley's like, well, and she's like, are you telling me that you're drinking? And Jacqueline knows what her answer is. She just wants,
obviously,
she has to hear
she's
it.
Drinking. But then she gets on a thing about a designated, like, make sure you always have a designated driver.
I worry about you. I love you.
Which I also, I'm like, okay, you're really annoying for like getting into this conversation on camera in this situation. Like, I see why Ashley would be annoyed. But at the same time, I was like, damn, this was pre-Uber. Like, everyone drove drunk back then.
I'm drunk.
Guilty of it.
I drive drunk all the time.
Yeah. And like, this was truly like where, like, sometimes you'd get a taxi every once in a while, but like, not usually. You just make some drunk friend drive.
So bad.
So I can't imagine what it would be like to be a parent when you truly know everyone's.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. It's driving drunk.
Ashley's doing a baby voice with her mommy.
Her whole vibe.
She's drinking like brisk. And then they start just fully fighting. They go from like calm to just Jacqueline, I love you and I'm worried about. And then you cut to CJ or, yeah, CJ in the other room who's mm-hmm. like playing and he's he like looks over and he's clearly traumatized by their fighting.
Yeah. And like, also, Ashley, though, is super rude when Jacqueline's talking. She just gets up and walks away, like, turns her back on her. And, like, I was like, okay, you guys are now into, like, pushing each other's buttons mode.
Jacqueline's like, you're doing that thing.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I just had to go look at my phone.
But it's also like, okay, you think... Then when they ended the fight, Ashley was, like, gonna leave, but leave her laundry there still.
Yeah, she goes, I'm leaving. And then Jacqueline goes, take your laundry with you. And I was like, that was like the one good parenting thing she just did.
Can you imagine being a parent and like toiling over like raising your child to just be like the best that they can be? And like, you're just like really care about them so much.
And then they're Ashley.
No. And then their best friend is Ashley. And then Ashley's over the at your twist. House all the time.
The twist is that your kid is not it's that her it's best a,
her
friend.
Best friend is fucking Ashley, and then yeah. She's over at your house all the time, and then like lives over there sometimes. I'd be like, absolutely not.
I know
this. I can't do.
Nunca. Ashley is truly place of Nunca.
It's a major place of Nunca. That's something I
the
didn't
friend,
think about.
Living the with friend, my friend.
Like, friends of your kids that you're just like, get the again? Fuck out of here.
Hey, so we got to talk about this. Is Ashley, it's like in the movie 13, and she like lives with Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you going to be here all the time? She's like, yeah.
And that's also the thing. It's like, the way... My mom was always very like skeptical of anyone that like went to go live with like another parent's yeah. family or whatever.
I guess in some situations it's different, but like it's always just like a weird.
But it's always kind of weird, right?
Yeah. Because yeah.
I knew I had a lot of friends that would do that shit. And like, but I would never, I wouldn't have done that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. My parents would like never let me do that.
No. And they would never let, like, someone else, like, live with us.
No.
But just, like, I'm talking, like, just a kid that, like, hates her parents and, like...
Yeah, if it was, like, a...
Is, like, butting heads with their mom or whatever.
If it's, like, an extraordinary situation. And,
yeah.
Like,
but, like, they're never going to be, like, okay, let your, like, friend that wants to party all the time move in here.
Yeah.
That's, like, the sign of, like, something's wrong with that parent. If, like...
They're almost worse than the parent whose kid is...
Yeah.
Ashley.
I need to know more.
I love that quote. Can you imagine toiling and like struggling and like worrying so much about your kid and they grow up to have a best friend who's Ashley? I think that's the funny thing.
That truly would be
hell.
Hell. Hell. Your friend is putting me through hell.
I would just say no.
Your friend Ashley?
Garbage.
Garbage. She's
when you hang
me
out with garbage,
hell.
You start to stink.
I'd be like, sorry, we don't have any more. Toaster strudels. You gotta leave.
Hey, Ashley.
Ashley, your mom called and you're gonna need to go home. Okay?
Well, maybe Ashley can make herself dinner. because I'm already making dinner for six people.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ashley wants to have a, if Ashley wants to have a vegetarian meal, she can order it herself because I'm making food for six people already.
And you should tell her, tell Ashley that next time she wants her laundry to get done, she should take it back to her house
where
and
her
do
parents
it herself,
live.
Where her parents live. Okay.
Hey, honey, if Ashley wants to change her sheets and wants to use the nice sheets without asking me that are kept in
the
laundry
linen closet,
the linen closet that's in my suite, she can ask me first.
Because
I will gladly give Ashley the sheets that are in the linen closet. But if Ashley wants to come in to my room next time while I'm not there and take the nice sheets from the linen closet, could she at least give me a heads up afterwards that she did it? Just so I can keep, I like to keep track of things.
She could send me a text or leave me a note.
She could leave a note.
Or
could,
any sort of communication.
Yeah.
Or she could just not sleep here anymore.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Or if her parents want to get her a hotel room, which I'm clearly I'm sure they can afford.
By all means.
But if she's going to live here, she's going to have to abide by some rules. Okay?
There's no chance of a live.
No.
Anyway.
Speaking of other traumatized situations.
Poor Christine.
Christine is outside of their like pool. Mm-hmm. It looks really big. It looks a little Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
And
that whole house has a bit of a Grey Gardens flair. She's kind of just like minding her own business. And then Danielle saunters over.
She has one of those like hopscotch things.
Yeah.
Remember those things?
They were, it was like a jumpet or something like that, where you put one around your ankle and then you just like, it kind of turns. Those are fun.
Julie's out back like bopping around in the background.
A bop it? Was that what it was called?
Yeah. No, that's bop it.
Oh yeah, bop it.
It's like one of those, what are the readers? Someone,
you know what they are.
Some smart person that's not us right now.
Nope.
So Danielle comes outside and she goes, I have some good news for you, Christine. Just got off the phone with IMG Models and they want you to model for them.
And Christine like clearly doesn't care about any of like the whole modeling storyline, even though she could be like an incredible model. Like she has everything. It's like very clear that that's not what she wants to do, really.
Her reaction is very strange. Caroline's right.
Yeah.
They're weird.
They don't have a light in their eyes. They're not getting nourished in the way children need to get nourished by their family.
But they don't have excitement. Like, they don't, like, she doesn't have, like, there's a glint of, like, she kind of has, like, a cute, like, coy, like, oh, like, awkward teen, like, kind of thing. But it's, like, her reaction is very muted and weird and like sad.
Yeah.
It's like they don't know how to get excited about things because they're, I think they've been like so let down.
Probably. And then there's also like the really exciting things that are happening are like her mom and dad fighting, probably. And like that terrifying relationship between them.
That's the drama they've been groomed to crave,
I guess. So everything else like doesn't hold a candle to that.
But Christine's like, okay, wow.
Interesting. She looks like a young Taylor Swift, kind of.
She does. She's gorgeous.
She's stunning.
And then Danielle's talking about it, and all of a sudden Jilly comes by, and she's like pogo sticking, and she comes by and pogos on Danielle's foot. And you hear Danielle go, ow, that's my foot. And then Jilly goes, sorry, and she goes, got another one.
How about you, Jillian? You're next.
Danielle goes, IMG Models is, anyone who works in this industry knows it. They're just the best. IMG Models is the best.
Who's the guy? Brian Ivan or something like
Yvonne
that?
Yvonne Bart.
She's like, everyone knows who he is. I was like, I have no idea who that is.
Scammer.
And so then she goes, how about you, Jillian? You're next. Then we'll get another big house eventually. And it's just like, oh God. Like,
well, Danielle, she also sounds, when she's delivering the news, Danielle herself looks like she's about to cry.
She's more excited.
And she goes, promise you're not going to forget about me when you make the big time? And Christine goes, yeah. She goes, do you promise you're not going to forget about me? I'm going to be there in every shoot of yours. Going to be there at every shoot, every trip you do, I'll be there. Promise you won't forget about me?
This is like all weird verbal contracts that she's making with her kids, where it's like, I'm out of money and now I need some other thing to take care of me. And that's going to be my daughter.
First it was me, now it's you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So she's so jealous.
She's so jealous, but also excited, like frothing at the mouth to have like a cash purpose, cow. A cash cow,
stage
a purpose
mom.
In life, travel. She's seen stars. She's already like booked in the Four Seasons for Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
Jillian's walking like 65 shows this season.
Yeah.
And like Danielle's there at every single one of them.
I love in the middle of this, Jilly pogos on her foot.
Do her foot.
And then Danielle goes, oh, that's my foot.
That's my foot. Also, it's like very clear when Christine's like doing her talking heads and they're asking her like to describe, she's like, well, my mom talked to like a modeling agent and like they really like me at IMG, so I'm in a model. Like, you can tell the producer was like probably did like seven takes with her trying to get her
Christine,
to like,
you just got signed to the biggest modeling agency like in the world. The
like,
most
like, how do you feel
how
about
do you
it?
Feel about this? And she's like, yeah, it's really good. I'm really excited about it.
Something dark is really afoot. Yeah.
She makes me sad.
And I think she also really wants to get away from Danielle. So anytime that she hears that she's going to be every single place that she goes for the length of her entire modeling career, she's like, I don't want to be a model anymore.
Yeah. Any hope that she had that
squashed. Yeah.
I'm going to be there with you every step you take, right?
Every step you take, every shoot, every show.
I'll be there. Backstage. You and me, baby. And Christine's like,
I'm going to become a doctor.
Yeah. Then we just cut to this random moment where Dina's like advocating for violent discipline against Ashley.
She goes, have you ever considered beating the shit out of her?
To Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny.
It was funny, but then I was like, whoa.
But
like,
she means it.
She means it. And then she's like, you know, a good old Italian beating. I didn't do things because I was scared. I didn't want to get beat.
She's like,
it's like, oh, like, wow.
You know, not hurt enough where they need to go to the hospital or anything, but just enough where they get a little fear in them.
So like abuse that. Like, yeah. That's like abuse.
Yeah. But it's, I love it.
Physical abuse.
They're picking out like cradles for Teresa and she goes,
oh, you still get all these for Ashley.
And then she goes, have you ever thought about beating the shit out of her?
A fair question.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone that has met Ashley has thought about beating the shit out of her.
It's true.
But also when you hear people talk about that, like children, like I can't imagine like beating the shit out of my child.
No. You know, but I love that. Not enough where they have to go to where they get hurt.
They get hurt just to scare them. Just to literally instill so much fear in a child of getting a physical
beat down
from a scary parent.
That they remain...
Like, I got spanked growing up, and that really scared me.
My mom washed my mouth out with soap.
That was threatened, but never happened.
She put... Only a few times, but she put soap on my toothbrush.
I feel like my dad once, like, threatened to get the belt and, like, spank me with a belt. But then that never happened. I was just, like, screaming, but then I also was like, you're not gonna do that, there's just no way. And then that didn't happen. It might have happened to my siblings, but that's also like terrifying. Like if a friend of mine that had a kid was like, yeah, and then we beat them with a belt sometimes, I'd be like, I gotta go. It was so nice seeing you for dinner, and good luck with everything,
this bill.
And it let you get this. And I got a skedaddle. Like, people our age don't, like, hit their kids.
I mean...
Do they?
I'm sure some in our, like... I'm sure there are people our age who are violent with their kids, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, but, like...
Oh, like, in L.A.?
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, I mean, like, young
know.
California parents, like, beating their kids with a belt.
I don't put anything past anyone.
I mean, I'm sure all sorts of fucked up shit happens. But that was like run of the mill.
Yeah,
like, that happened to people.
But she was like, you ever thought about beating the shit out of her?
Like grabbing a belt and like hitting her with it?
Everyone,
a good old Italian beating.
Good old Italian beating.
Not enough to put him in the hospital. I never got beat.
So fucked. So
Wow.
We cut to...
I need readers to weigh in.
I know.
On, like, beatings and upbringing.
Italian discipline.
Yeah. Are you Italian? Did you get a good old Italian beating growing up? What was it like?
A whipping, if you will.
A whooping. Did you get scared? Or did you get hurt? Or did it just strike
grounded.
Some good fear? I got grounded.
One time I called 911 to impress some kids when I was like five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom grounded me.
I love that.
And I was like in my room crying.
I love grounding like a five-year-old.
Yeah.
From what?
She like sent me to bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
like,
the worst.
Go to bed early. And I was like in my
that's
room
a
like,
death
oh.
End. Was it light outside?
No, it was like, I had like one of those like electric candles in the window. I just remember like, oh. It was like 7:45, 8. Oh. Like, I think I went to bed like 15 minutes.
God.
Oh, like just crying. I remember that vividly, just crying in my bed because I was like, my mom is being like, you're going to bed early.
Go to bed early.
Oh, like holding my ghostly face up to the reflection with like the electric candle in the window.
Just peering out the window.
Oh. Because I dialed 911.
I like would
I should have gotten to bed early.
I've been able to punish you as a child. You're too cute.
I was a pretty good kid, but I got sent to my room.
My brother called 911 on my mom once because she made him stop playing video games.
Oh.
So he called 911 and tried to like report her.
It's cute though. in a weird way, that's cute.
It was kind of funny.
He just doesn't get it.
He didn't get it. They talked to me and then I was so terrified and like embarrassed that like 911 got involved in like a family dispute.
You did? You
yeah.
Were? Oh.
I was like, he was like, they want to talk to you. And I like held the phone and they were like, this is 911. And I was like, Jake, what have you done? I was like, what have you done? I was like Tinsley at the gala. I would just like get so like ashamed.
Oh my God, Mom, we're at a gala.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God, what have you done?
Oh my God. So we cut to Teresa takes Gia to Think PR in New York.
This is the kind of modeling
tryout.
I want to see.
Gia's trying out for a New York Fashion Week runway show. And then as the Claudette or Claudine... The PR person's coming their way. You hear Teresa whisper, she's coming.
Teresa and her talking head, she goes, she is trying out for her own runway. And I think she's going to get it because she's like my pretty little princess. Love you, G.
And then I was just saying.
Gia's watching this show.
I know.
She probably is. They probably watched every episode together.
Okay. Gia. Gia, her modeling is like deeply uncomfortable and inappropriate.
She's like,
it's very, everything's just very on with her. Like,
she's really good at it. Like, she's serving me high fashion, but she's serving me like heroin chic. And I'm like, how does she know about
this?
Yeah,
like, this? Like, Shalom.
She's gone full Shalom Harlow.
Right.
She's, fully like Amber Valletta, Shalom Harlow, Kate Moss, black and white photography.
Yeah.
Slouched over on a rock, like semi nude on a beach.
Yeah. It just, I mean.
And she can do the poses and stuff. Like,
and she does that like her, it's a little, she's like seven.
Yeah.
It's like a little, like, where'd you learn that?
But she's nailing it.
She is.
Like, and I was seeing that and I saw it fashion.
But she does this thing with her eyes where she's like, it's like a little freakish.
It's a kind of a Damon.
It's like she's like a 20-year-old model in the body of like a
7-year-old, a 6-year-old. It's too young to be.
Yeah, and everything about her is just like I think Melania is the real star.
Melania is the real
she's
star.
She's natural and Gabriella.
But Gia, I'm so like.
Oh,
I
mama.
Feel like we've seen Gia go through like a play. Like it's sad because she's in such a place of like joy and innocence, and then to get
know.
To Gia's sad song is like, that's like fucked up. To
I just
do
love
to
my
kid.
Uncle.
I just wish everyone would stop fighting.
Yeah,
it makes me so sad. It's like, what the fuck. Just, like,
I know.
Also,
Danielle goes, I don't think Gia is. She goes, Gia's not a supermodel. I'll go. And I
don't
wrote,
know if
Danielle,
Gia has what it takes. She's 4 foot tall. She's not a supermodel. I was like, you're talking shit about a child. Danielle's fucking savage.
She's 4 foot tall. I'm like, she's seven.
She's 7 years
she's
old.
She's literally seven.
She's 4 foot tall. She's four not foot a supermodel.
She's not a supermodel. I was like, you fucking asshole.
I don't know if, I'm not even like, I don't think like, I don't know if Gia has what it takes.
I don't know.
If,
I was like, you asshole. She's a seven-year-old baby. Like, yeah, she's 4 foot tall. She's seven.
Yeah.
It's like,
no seven-year-old should have what it takes to be a supermodel. Like,
also, that Danielle moment comes out of nowhere. She just pops up on screen and goes, I don't think Gia has what it takes.
I don't know if Gia has what it takes.
She's not a supermodel. She's 4 foot tall.
She's 4 foot tall. Not a supermodel. What? The sad thing, though, is that she clearly does have exactly what it
takes. I know.
Which is, like, the grand irony of the entire modeling situation with her.
I know.
She has too much of what it takes.
I know. It's almost, like, off-putting. I think that's what I meant. It's like,
it's like, how, who is this kid? She's almost channeling. Too,
yeah, and I think like the modeling people were probably like,
she was like, what? How is she she's embodying?
Like, we still have a few more girls to see, but we'll be in touch.
Also, the best was in the audition, the PR woman goes, Elle Magazine, have you ever heard of it? And Gia goes, no. And then Teresa goes, you know, like, you read the big magazines you love to read. And then Gia just kind of nods, but you can tell that she does not know what Elle Magazine is. Teresa's just like making that up.
Who does know what Elle Magazine is as a 7 year old?
I love Teresa. You know, those big magazines you love to read.
And Gia goes, yeah.
They're yes anding.
And then she goes, when I did beauty pageants, I performed for 400 to 800 people. And the woman's like, wow, that's great. But I love, she's not a supermodel. She's 4 foot tall.
I don't know if Gia has what it takes.
what an asshole.
I don't know.
I don't know if Gia has what
she's
it takes.
She's 4 foot tall. She's not a supermodel.
4 foot tall. Is it 4 feet tall?
She loves, a singular and a plural.
She's 4 foot tall.
She's 4 foot tall.
I know her. They also say, since I was 8 years old, I know her. I know her since I was 8.
Wow.
Tree's always, in later seasons, she says, I know her since I was 8.
I love Tree.
Yeah. So we
cut to a Christine. Photo shoot.
Christine says, this is so weird. She goes, it's so weird being called a model. I mean, I always viewed myself as a tall girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. I was like, what? Is that how you see yourself? And then I was imagining, like, what if Christine sees herself as, like, a stick figure with, like,
two blue...
A minus sign for a smile. And, like, kind of just, like, blank eyes and a stick figure body.
Well, I think she could just be, like... I think if she never wanted to do this modeling thing, and then all of a sudden all these people are like, you should model.
But I viewed myself... She's like, I always viewed myself as a human girl with hair and eyes.
Yeah. I'm worried about her.
I am too.
It's time to go to therapy.
She goes for a shoot with
Gilles Ben Simone.
Gilles Ben Simone, aka the ex-husband
of Kelly Killer and Ben Simone.
One of the greatest housewives ever.
And were Danielle, they still together at this point or were they separated?
They were separated. God. But Danielle.
Danielle jizzes.
Danielle's trying to like, also she's trying to like
fuck.
Pull him into her like tractor beam of fuck.
Yeah.
Because she's like looking at him with those intense eyes that she does, and she goes, you're like a god.
I can't believe she's shooting with you. You're like God.
You're like God, my God. And he goes, why? He wants to hear it.
He wants to know.
Why you say that? She goes, you're like God. You're like a titan, a god. And
she is so like sex.
So, yeah, everything
so
about her.
Sex me now.
She's just like, he's holding her hands and she's just like.
Why?
Why? And then Christine's chewing gum and I said, I wanted to go, I wrote, spit your gum out.
Yeah, she's like, she looks so beautiful.
I know.
But it's just like.
She doesn't want to be there.
And it's a real shame because as someone that has tried her hand at modeling and the results were nowhere near a Christine who doesn't want to be there.
She's like,
so she has a gift. She could be a model. She could have been a model.
She could have been like a supermodel.
She could have been a supermodel.
But
she could have been the Gigi and Bella.
Yeah.
Before Gigi and Bella.
She doesn't want it.
She doesn't want it. And
this is fine.
Who can blame her?
Well,
I'm going to be around her mom all the time on set going, wow, a vision.
So blessed. Wow, look at that face. I can't stand it.
Wow.
I can't stand it.
Wow.
She's just like muttering.
A vision.
Like the room is dead silent. You just hear Danielle going, wow.
Wow.
Look at that face. I can't stand it. But I was like, in my mind, I'm like, she actually can't stand it.
No, she hates that her daughter is doing this, but she's glad that she gets a chance. And sure enough, weasels herself into a star moment.
Well, also, but I was thinking Danielle knows that I think Danielle knows that Christine is bothered by that, and I think she's psyching her out a little.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick.
It's kind of showing her, like, they probably got in a fight about this shoot, and then, yeah, it's like psychological torture.
Christine's like, she says in her confessional, she's like, it's really hard to like be in the shoot, and like my mom, and she looks like she's about to cry. And she goes, my mom is just like right there.
It's very Black Swan.
Yeah. Fine, we'll throw the cake out.
We'll throw the cake out.
It's disgusting. It's garbage.
Then when Jill Ben Simone asked Danielle to get involved in the shoot,
she's looking at him and she goes, what? She's like looking at him and he's like holding her hands and she goes, and he goes, I want you to be in shoot with her. You put the dress on. And then Danielle goes, well, you don't have to ask me twice.
Then they shoot together and Danielle looks like a snake come to life. And then she goes, I would probably like modeling again, inferring that like she's ready for her round two.
Yeah.
Which is what this truly is all about.
It's all about Danielle. But Christine looks so unhappy.
Yeah, she's miserable.
Really sad.
But it's like she's never looked better.
She's such a good model.
I love like her misery is like the ultimate chicness. Like
she has an incredible photo shoot. She has like she pulls off like a natural in the daily and like gets a cover shoot.
What is the daily?
Well, according to Danielle, it's like the premier fashion. I mean, I think it is.
The daily is viewed by everyone, but I was like,
she says every name.
Donatella Versace.
Donatella Versace. Dolce & Gabbana.
Calvin Klein. The wall decals in Caroline's kitchen are wild to me.
Also, when she sees Greg, she goes, hi, mama.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, who? Did it give him a cry on? Did I just miss it?
I think it said really quick, like Greg.
Greg. It was like, things were not explained enough to me. I was just like, who is this?
Vito comes in with Lauren and he's...
That's when their bromance.
Albie has like he's like, you're my best friend in the world for years. Then Albie's like, Vito goes, should we go talk about it? And then they stare at each other for a minute and then... They go in and Greg follows them to mediate.
Yeah.
And then Lauren and Caroline stay on the couch and you hear Caroline go, I just wonder what they're talking about in there. And Caroline goes, best thing for you to do right now is to not think about what they're talking about. I was like, why is everything so high stakes with you, Caroline?
Why is everything a threat?
Yeah. Best thing you can do right now is shut that head of yours up. A woman's place is in
here. Don't you dare think about what they're talking about.
That's the men's job. The men's... That's the men's job.
Whatever you channeled right then was my heroine. It was really good.
What was that?
I don't know. It was just like a character. Something came through you. Like, you even had like a mannerism. You did like a hand flip. It was really magical. This is theater. I am lucky enough to see theater unfold.
My lisp kind of came out. I used to have a lisp when I was a kid. I just had I had like a moment of pure faggotry.
It was like I don't even know what it was. It really thrilled me. It gave me a lot. Thank you for that gift.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Albie and Vito like.
They go just like put both their fists on the table and then like talk to each other.
He's like, I just don't want to see you guys like being PDA together. It just bothers me.
Yeah, when Albie said earlier, he goes, when I see you hold hands, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. Because you're gay with Vito. You love him.
And then at the end, Greg, at this mediation, that they like resolve it. And then Greg goes, you know, bring her flowers. Hold the door for her. We'll talk about it. And I was like, damn, Greg is like imposing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have him in the kitchen with you. He's like your backup. Greg's like the ultimate backup for Albie.
Yeah, he's here. He's got Albie's back. He knows the whole story.
Yeah.
And he's ready for a takedown.
Mm-hmm.
Did Lauren and Vito end up together?
Yeah, they have kids.
They're fully like, wow.
Married.
Wow.
Married.
Wow.
So we cut back to Model Land and
a vision.
Yvonne Bart. I'm just going to call him. His name's Ivan, but I'm going to call him
Yvonne. Yeah, he is an Yvonne.
Comes in to say hi to Christine. He's like, look at you all fresh face, your hair in a ponytail. Oh, you look so good.
Christine looks like she rolled out of bed and was like dragged to this place. Like she just has an aura of like not wanting to do this.
She has dark circles under her eyes. They show her her cover. It's like incredible.
Yeah.
They're like, you're a
model
star. And like, you're going to be experiencing things that girls in your class aren't experiencing. And then he's like, but you're young, so we want to start you really slow. So no pressure to do this. You're very young. I want to. And then Christine goes, no, I want to do it. And he goes, all right, good. So he's like completely like, and then he's like, and Danielle, I got to hand it to you. You've been here every step of the way. You're such a good mom.
She told him to say this like right before the camera started rolling.
Yeah. And he goes, are you prepared to go on trips with us? And she goes, sign me up, Dano.
She's book ready.
Book it, Dano. Milan, let's go. And then you cut to Christine and she's like, wincing.
It's just like,
This is a lot of Danielle, but we're on to Danielle at their home. I think it's the same day. And she's like writing a little list. She's writing names down.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I want to have a celebratory luncheon for you, Christine.
This luncheon is insane, P.S.
So she's wants to do a luncheon with all of her friends to celebrate Christine's cover.
And she asks Christine, like, if she's okay with it. And then Christine's like, I don't, like, said something. And then Danielle goes, well, it's not for her to come to. Or Jillian says something about, like, Christine. And then Danielle reveals that Christine's not even invited to the luncheon.
Well, first she goes, I want to have a... And Christine goes, oh, that's cool. Like, she gets excited for a minute. And she's like, wow, that's really nice. And she's like, I was thinking of inviting... And she goes, don't say Caroline, Mom. And Danielle goes, yeah, I was leaning towards that, too. And Christine goes, don't even entertain the idea. Like, Christine is totally, like,
she's
stop.
Not...
She goes, I don't. And then she goes, yeah, because she wouldn't have been happy. And she goes, just don't put your energy into Caroline. And Danielle's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, what about Dina? And like all this stuff. And then Christine's like, why are you inviting all these people that don't like you? And she's like, I think that this is actually like a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then Danielle, and then all this stuff. And then Jilly said something like, well, how many of Christine's friends is she going to be to invite? And then Danielle goes,
it's not for her to come to. It's a huge reveal. Is that it's not, it's a luncheon to celebrate Christine that Christine's not invited to.
And then Christine goes, oh, well, in that case, like, I don't care. Fuck.
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Fuck what I care.
Yeah.
I'm going to huff paint that day.
Burn this house down. Late at night,
take
a fucking candle to the drapes.
Take Jillian and hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
Move to New York.
We're going to get out of here.
We're going to get out of here, Jilly. You and me, kid. She says that to Jilly every night.
Yeah.
Her dad won't take her.
No. God, their life is bleak.
Remember their... We are assistant... Oh, wait, that's coming.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh.
You think Gia's song was sad?
Wait, that was like a true deep cut buried in the darkest depths of my soul.
We are sisters. We so best friends and sisters.
Oh my God. Wait, there's a weird moment where Teresa and Dina are talking about like childbirth. And do they call their vaginas puppy chuckies? Chuckies.
Puffy chuckies.
A chuckies. Puffy chucky?
She goes, your chucky gets all swollen and puffy. when you give him birth.
I've never heard the term Chucky for a vagina in my life.
Caroline says that. She goes, I don't know what they're talking about. Chuckies?
She goes, a puffy Chucky?
Yeah, it's so... They're like... Everything's like cutesy. Like,
a Chucky? I'm sorry. That any sort of name for like private parts, like instead of just saying like penis or vagina, it's like, get a grip.
Yeah, they like...
You're Chucky?
It's like very childish.
It's so childish.
Gina like says... Gina probably says like private parts.
Yeah.
Are you going to go tinkle?
You know, tinkle?
My mom still says tinkle.
A tinkle is no good.
She goes, make sure you tinkle before you go. Like, do you have to tinkle? I'm like, Mom!
Like, Mom, I've never had to tinkle.
I mean, I have, but... So then...
Danielle...
Well, first we cut to... Oh, yeah, Danielle sits down.
She sits down to start making phone calls. And even her dog doesn't trust her. It cuts, like, to her dog on the couch, just, like, giving her, like, a... untrusting stare and kind of an eye roll.
She calls Dina.
And Dina says she can't come.
She's like, I might have a commitment. Let me
I think
to
I have. I feel like I have a commitment. So let me check on that. Or
whatever time
like
you give me, I'm going to have a commitment.
Yeah.
And then Danielle goes, of course you can call me back. Then she calls Jacqueline.
And
Jacqueline's like, Chris won't let me hang out with you. Like, I really support your daughter and like I'm happy for you, but like I can't.
Yeah. And then Jacqueline goes, please tell her I'm really proud of her. And Danielle goes, you can tell her yourself someday.
Hangs up.
Danielle's not here to do anything that you ask her to do.
No, but we find out later that like we found out before that like she never even like acknowledged that Jacqueline had a baby.
And she didn't?
No, she, like, never called her or said, like, congrats, because, like, it took her... She, like, had, like, a lot of fertility issues.
Yeah, and then when the baby came, she didn't even say, like...
No. And then, like, now she's, like, expects her to be, like, my daughter.
Yeah, what the fuck? Danielle is crazy.
I know. So we cut to Teresa. Joe
is looking hot as fuck.
But Teresa keeps trying to say... She gets a phone call that Gia booked.
Gia got the job. She's a model. And Joe doesn't know what fashion week is.
He's cutting cheese up and he's like doing
it. He's doing the like slap. It's like the slap chop or something like that.
But every time Teresa tries to talk, he does it louder. It's like so.
It's gamey.
Yeah.
Yeah. His toxic masculinity is off the charts.
But it's
but
hot.
When you're the side chick, it don't matter.
The guma.
When you're the guma, it don't matter. You get a nice apartment first and some cash on the side.
I wrote, he doesn't know what fashion week is and pounds cheese while Teresa tries to talk. Abuse.
Abuse.
Also, she tells Gia and then Gia, she goes, you booked the show, Gia. And then Gia goes, she has this blank look in her face and then she just goes. There's like a scream, but it's like, it's very performative.
Yeah. She's a performer.
She's very aware, but it's like, it doesn't
feel... It's not organic.
It's not organic.
She's no Melania.
She's no J-Lo.
Which, honestly, where the fuck was Melania this episode?
I don't know. Asleep.
Even Melania, she's like, I gotta sleep it off.
Gotta sleep off
that first day of school, Mom. Nobody bother me. Don't anyone come in here. If you do, I'll fucking kill you.
You come in here, I'll fuck you up.
You come in here, I'll fucking kill you. I'll shoot your fucking head out.
I'll shoot you in the foot and then I'll shoot you in the hand. So when you try to put your hand on your foot to stop the bleeding, you'll be bleeding from your hand too.
Then I'll shoot you in the kneecaps.
And I'll shoot both your kneecaps.
You'll have to get dragged away.
No noise here after 9 p.m.
Keep it down.
I'll do a warning shot first. Next thing you know, it's your kneecaps.
I'm not playing.
Next thing you know, you'll be out on the street being dragged by me in my car. They're like, your car?
Like, your car?
She's like, yeah,
you
I got
and
a
me.
Car. I got a fucking car. I got lots of things you don't know about me.
I got 10 cars.
I got cars all over the county.
All it takes to me to make one phone call.
One phone call. And then she looks up from the banister and she just...
slides her finger across her neck.
And Teresa goes, oh, Melania. Oh
Melania,
my God.
You're so cute.
You're so cute. And she goes, shut the fuck up.
Fuck off, Mom.
Fuck off, Mom.
Be quiet for once.
And fuck you too, Gia. Fucking fuck you both. And then goes to sleep.
That's where she was this whole episode.
And you see Gabriella skittering up on the...
Gabriella's just like hanging on things. She's like, why am I here? Who am I in this world?
I wrote Gabriella and Melania are the true icons.
Gabriella is an icon because she truly... She's like... Just like gorgeous chaos.
Yeah.
Like there's no...
She just like... rings her neck.
She's just like...
Melania's like...
Rings necks, hangs on stuff, runs around...
She plays that a lot.
Yeah, Melania has like a vision.
Yeah.
Melania is like she's like a leader.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Don't make me come over there. I'll fucking kill you.
At dinner, someone tries to talk and she goes, what did I say?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Do we have to? Shut up. You don't need to talk. Just be silent this dinner. Shut the fuck up. What are you looking at? Shut your fucking mouth.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Look down. No eye contact.
No one looks. No eye contact for the whole dinner. All of you. Look down. Heads down. Eat down.
Mom, more spaghetti, please.
So then we cut to the luncheon. It's at Tulipano Banquet Hall. It's like a quintessential New Jersey banquet hall. It's like...
What is a banquet hall?
It's like a giant venue. It's like a brownstone.
Like a cafeteria?
No, it's like a giant... It's like the brownstone. It's like a giant venue where there's like ballrooms. You know, it's like many...
So she had like a catered, like sat down at a banquet. Like yeah. not a restaurant, but like an event. It's goes from complaining about having no money to throwing a luncheon.
It's probably expensive.
Yeah.
She has all these...
It's my first luncheon in a long time.
She's... flanked by Kim G and Kim D, and then Kim G goes, oh my god, it's so beautiful out here, and then Daniel goes, angels love me and God too.
okay.
She goes, I invited many of my closest friends, but most importantly Kim D. And then you cut to Kim D and she's like, I hate her, she's a pig.
Her husband's why don't I like her, she's a pig. Kim D says, friends,
I don't even know friends. Her
I don't even know her.
I don't even know her. She's got a tab at Posh. She doesn't even pay. She's backed up hundreds of dollars. I don't even know this girl.
I don't even know her.
I don't even know her. And then you cut to her and she's like kind of sheepishly standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Then she sits like next to Danielle. And Kim D is shit-faced, by the way.
Oh, blackout.
Every time Danielle toasts... Like, well,
first of all, they're having a moment outside where there's like pasta... A random waiter, and it's like, it looks cold.
Was it like a buffet?
I don't even know. And then they go in, and then they're in the middle of this empty ballroom. Danielle's at the head of the table. Everyone's on the sides.
Danielle strong-armed someone to like put this luncheon together.
For
like
sure.
She called a guy.
The Tulipano owner.
Called a guy and was like, hey, I'm calling in my favor. You're going to throw a luncheon for my girl Danielle. And like, she got it like for free.
Yeah.
So everyone's scared, and there's like bad energy in the empty.
Yeah.
Cafe.
And she's sitting at the head of it, and she has two empty seats to the side of her, one for Dina, one for Jacqueline.
Oh, love that.
And she's and
a
they're
metaphor.
All, and Dina goes, yeah, she invited, like, apparently I heard she was, like, walking up to people in the supermarket inviting them, which I thought was so fucked.
A read.
So it's, like, all these random women there who I don't think it's clear they don't know Danielle that well.
Yeah, like, but they're excited that, like, it's going to be filmed.
Yeah, and I think they all just... are entertained by Danielle, so they just want to see what shenanigans she pulls.
And when Danielle toasts, every time she says something, Kim D is like, absolutely. Absolutely. And like, keep saying
Kim
that.
Kim D goes, she's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's... Why does she... Absolutely.
She is shit tanked.
She goes, yeah, absolutely. What? Oh, what? They're not here. It's just like, absolutely. She goes... No. At one point, she just
absolutely.
Goes, absolutely. And then at one point, she goes, it's like, be your own person. It's like, we're children. It's like we're a child.
Muttering to Kim G, who truly, you can see Kim G,
evil.
Like, the wheels are turning behind her eyes, like
be
taking
friends.
In everything that's going she's, and being like, be friends with Danielle. And she's like, cameras, luncheon, Danielle, empty seats. Like,
yeah.
Fully just like
tracking it all,
clocking everything, and then putting together a master plan.
Danielle, it's like, it feels like she's having like, it's very like Saddam Hussein what Danielle's doing. They're all sitting there like afraid. She goes, Danielle, Jacqueline couldn't be here today because apparently she's not her own woman. And apparently she can't put her family aside to be with supportive of her friends. And then Dina's feels the same way. And then Kim G goes, well, that's so sad. You're so nice to them. So like, Kim G's never met this woman.
No, Kim G's never. But and also then
and then Kim G's like racked with guilt and she's like,
absolutely.
I just like,
you know, it's nice. Friends. Absolutely.
I can't explain it, she says.
Danielle goes, Christine's happy I'm doing this, but she doesn't want me to invite anyone who is not happy for me.
And they all go, no.
And it's like, what are you talking about? She goes, that's not true. That's a lie.
She goes, but we're all happy for you, Danielle. Some random woman says. Danielle goes, thank you. Yay me.
She goes, to those that can't be here today, I send them love and light.
And they all cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, everyone's happy. Everyone's happy. And then Danielle goes, I was disturbed to find out, Kim G, some information about you. And then it suddenly becomes like, and then everyone's like, looks over and it's tense. And then Kim G, you just see her eyes.
Kim G's like, no, I've been found out. Just when I thought I was putting together my master plan.
But it's not about what she thought. She goes, I was told from some sources that you belong to Caroline, even though I thought slavery was gone. I was like, what?
It was a wild thing to say.
And then she goes, I'm not friends with Caroline. She's very smooth. She goes, oh, I'm not friends with Caroline. Our sons are friends. Mm-hmm. But Caroline and I are not friends.
No, we aren't friends.
We are not.
We are not friends.
She's basically, Danielle's demanding everyone there to swear loyalty to her.
Yeah, they have to swear, pledge their allegiance to Danielle's federation.
And she fully, like, in, like, quote-unquote, like, executed someone. Like, she put someone out there. Like, she put
to
Kim G.
To show you what can happen if you don't go along. And Kim G plays into it just fine. Mm. She's perfect.
Kim D's passed out at that point.
Kim D's drooling on herself.
She goes in the bathroom and, like, falls asleep.
She falls asleep.
And then later, like, everyone kind of forgets that she was there.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and it's like dusk, and someone from Tulipano is like, ma'am, we have like a wedding tonight. Like, we have to start getting ready. And she's like,
you gotta get out of here.
I'm getting out of here.
Absolutely. She stumbles out of the bathroom.
Fuck this place.
And she
You're all cocksuckers.
I feel like she just walks home that night.
Yeah. Fuck all of you. And
fuck a little or every one of you.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you.
You don't know who I am. Fuck you all.
I'm in fashion. I own a store. We have clothes. Come see me sometime.
Come see me sometime, she says to some like random gay waiter who's like, what? She's like, you come see me.
We have stuff you'd like.
We have stuff you'd like. And you over there. And it's... Well, goodbye.
And just walks out into the night.
Well,
these episodes are too short.
I know.
Like,
I need more.
I was like needing more.
I know.
Thank
you for having me.
For being on this journey.
Everyone subscribe to Patreon.
You're a tough Sicilian bitch.
Remember to go through your week being a tough Sicilian bitch.
Yeah, don't let anyone get you down.
Anyway, again, if anyone has had any experiences, run-ins within this North Jersey sector with any of these ladies, please let us know.
Let us know. We're reading all of the reader mail about Jersey on bonus episodes, and we have a couple juicy ones for this week's bonus.
I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, so that's on Patreon. It's patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And also, side note, if you are a $1 a month patron and you're wondering why you don't get content, it's because when I changed over the Patreon in the summer and made it like a month to month, your pledges just reverted to like a $1 a month because I'm not going to like bump people up unexpectedly to pay more. But I think some people didn't know that they should just go to $5 a month if they want to get like the bonus episodes and all the throwback episodes. So
switch $5 over. Isn't that much.
No, $5 is a good deal. So if you're wondering, like, how come I never see anything from Patreon anymore? It's just a $1 level is like an appreciation level.
You can't buy anything like a meal. Like, you can't really buy anything anymore with $5. So why not spend it on...
Yeah. And you certainly can't buy anything with $1 except for my appreciation, which I do appreciate all the $1 patrons.
Good.
But I really appreciate all my $5 Patreons.
You're all beautiful.
You're all beautiful. I send you love and light.
Love and light.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.